You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
So when we stand before the judging, we have all kinds of sins laid out. And the most important question God's going to ask us is, how do we treat our Lord Jesus? Now, if we did receive Jesus as our Savior,
耶稣说,
and Jesus said, I know you, and I have already forgiven you.
父神就再没有任何的控告能够指责我们。
And then the Father will have no other accusation that can put on our head.
但是如果我们没有接受耶稣基督,
but if we did not receive Jesus,
拒绝了他的救恩,
if we already rejected him,
那意思就是说我要凭着我自己的努力来面对神的审判。
Then that means the rest of the sins, I will be responsible and I will face judgment.
所以主耶稣说这个审判的事情已经交给了他。
And so that Jesus said that this judgment is already given to him.
他要在我们的判决书上面说, 因为这个人不肯接受, 也没有接受, 我所给他预备的救恩。
In our final judgment, he will say that this person did not receive my salvation.
所以他要为自己的罪负责。
So that he shall be responsible for his own sins.
而他所有一切的罪行, 早就在经卷上面, 早就在 记录上面清清楚楚,
and all the sins have been already recorded and was very, very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看见这里有审判的标准不一样。
So you see, there's a different standard here in judgment.
从赦免的标准来说,
from the viewpoint of forgiveness,
耶稣基督的救恩是每一个人都能达到的标准。
And to obtain this salvation is something that everybody will be able to do.
而我们只要一相信他,
because once we believe, we already fulfill that condition. So that standard seems to be the easiest
to obtain.
Because we all are very clear that when Jesus died on the cross, all our sins and iniquities will be forgiven, will be wiped out.
但是另外一方面,
but on the other hand, if we did not receive Jesus, now the standard that we will be judged upon, what is that? And the standard there will be the righteousness of Jesus. Because in the book of Romans, one day when we're being judged, those who are under the law will be judged by the law.
那就是说所有的犹太人他们听见神的律法接受神的律法他们要按照律法做审判。
That means all the Jews, since they received the law, they shall be judged according to that law.
但罗马书第二章又告诉我们说凡是不在律法以下的人要按照他的良心受审判。
And then also the Romans chapter 2 tells us that if those are not under the law will be judged by their conscience.
弟兄姊妹们，良心的标准高呢，还是律法的标准高呢？
Now, which standard is higher, whether it's the law or conscience?
其实良心的标准比律法标准还要高一点。
And actually, conscience, the level, the standard of conscience actually is higher than the law.
若是没有这句话，我们会觉得说，哎呀，犹太人真可怜，神把律法给他们，硬是他们要守律法，好可怜哦。
Because if without this statement, then we say, oh, all Jews, that they're miserable because they did receive this law from the Lord, and they will perish according to that standard.
那我们没有律法，不是很好吗？逍遥自在。
And we don't have that kind of law, and we're free.
但是神说要按照你的良心受审判。But
the Lord said that you shall be judged according to your conscience.
好些的人在法官面前可以放弃他良心的感觉，跟他辩论律法。
Anyone could just say things totally contrary to his conscience and try to get away from the judgment.
所以在法庭里面不一定审判得出公义来。
So a lot of times we really don't see true righteousness justification in a court.
假如你有一个好的律师，你就不一定要按照公义。
And if you have, as long as you have a good lawyer, there's no justice required.
只要钞票就行了。
As long as you have a good money to pay.
但弟兄姊妹，良心的标准比律法已经高了。
But the standard of conscience is much, much higher than that.
罗马书还不停在这里。
And then it didn't just stop here in the book of Romans.
他告诉我们说，有一天我们要按照基督耶稣的标准受审判。
There's one day the standard will be different. It will be Jesus Christ.
这个标准是没有一个人当得起的。
And that standard nobody can attain.
耶稣基督的公义，若是我们要靠自己来得到的话，没有一个人能够满足。
Because the righteousness of Jesus Christ is nobody can really get that.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得明不明白我这里所强调的点。
Now, do you understand?
若是我们相信的话，我们是一个最最容易的入口来接受耶稣基督的救恩。
Because if we should believe in the Lord, we have received the best
preparation
to be judged.
意思就是说，耶稣基督的公义要遮盖我们。
Because His righteousness will cover us.
但是若是我们不愿意接受，我们要凭自己的努力。
But if we don't want to receive that, then we're depending on our own strength.
我就不知道哪一个人可以做得到。
And I don't know who will be able to really do it.
这件事情在我的脑子里很困难，怎么样讲得清楚？
It's very, very hard for me to explain fully this.
所以有一天我想到一个比喻。
So one day I thought of this example.
也许最近一百年才有这事情，以前的人不知道怎么讲这件事情。
Maybe this is very contemporary.
好比电梯。
It's just like the escalator.
好比只是升降机。
Oh, the elevator, not elevator.
升降机的门在第一楼就打开了。
The door was open at the very, very ground floor.
如果你现在就进入。
If you get in at that level,
这个升降机能够把你升到最高一层去。
This elevator can take you to the top floor.
可以升到帝国大厦第44层。
And even to the 44th floor of the Empire State Building.
你知道我父亲第一次到美国来说，录了一张唱片寄给我们。
And my father, after my father's first visit to the United States, he sent us a record.
那时候大概在无线电城，可以你自己去录了音，变成唱片，送给你的家人。
And I think at that time in Radio City, New York, that you can cut a record yourself and then send it to your family.
没想到那个唱片来头有点毛病。
And but then that record has some problem.
所以在那个唱片里面讲到说，拉拉迪斯，拉拉迪斯，拉拉迪斯，上海话意思，我在第44层，但是因为断掉，所以这边在第四一直重复。
It seems to just keep on repeating that I'm on the 44th, I'm on the 44th, I'm on the 44th.
所以我们小时候就在拉拉迪斯，拉拉迪斯。
So when we were little, we have very, very deep impression on that.
但弟兄姊妹们，神的恩典不是只停留在第四层楼。
But God's salvation does not just stop on the 44th floor.
他要把我们从第一层最低的层面一直带到最高的地方。
He will bring us from the very ground floor up to the very top.
有些人已经努力从第一层爬到第二层。
Some people already climb. Somebody already climbed from the first floor to the second floor.
他认为我们自己的行为比别人高明一点。
He said, well, wonderful that now I can do this.
但弟兄姊妹们，还有这么多层你爬不上。
But then there's all these stairs that are ahead of you.
而且你爬上去必然气喘吁吁。
And then you'll be so tired getting up there.
有些人不止爬了一层，爬了第二层了。
And some people climb on the second floor.
第三层了。
Third floor.
他说我的教育，我的学问，使我做一个更有道德的人。
He said now because of my education and I become a better person.
但是我相信每个人照着第四的努力，那照着所有努力，不过能够到第四层，拉拉第四，拉拉第四，拉拉第四。
But through our own strife, I think the most we can attain is probably just on the fourth floor.
你就在那里一直在绕圈子，一直在绕圈子，永远不能超过第四层。
And then it's just like a broken record that you're always there. I'm on the fourth. I'm on the fourth. I'm on the fourth.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样？
Now, isn't it like that?
你无论在什么地方，你都能够重新进入电梯，就是接受耶稣基督救恩，使你能够逃脱审判。
But at any level, you'll be able to enter into that elevator and just go right up.
神把你的生命地位提升到在天上的地位。
Because God can lift up your life up to the heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是神所以要审判我们的根据。
Now that is the standard that God will judge us.
当然，神知道我们每个人隐秘的事情。
Of course, God all fully understand all the things that's hidden.
罗马书第二章里面就说，将来在审判的时候，要照着保罗说，就是在将来神审判人隐秘事的时候，照着我的福音所讲的。
Because in the book, in the second chapter of the Roman, it says very clear at that time that the people we will be judged in according to all the hidden things inside.
弟兄姊妹们，我们隐秘的事有多少
？Now, how many things that inside of us are secret?
若是我们要去对付，一个都对付不了。
If we really want to deal with them one at a time, we couldn't do it.
我们一个
Not even one.
我们穷一生的年日，把我们从前犯罪的日子都数回来，重新做一遍，也都来不及。
Now, if we really want to deal with them one at a time throughout all our lives, we cannot finish.
但弟兄姊妹们，神的恩典，
but God's grace,
借着信耶稣基督的缘故，
through faith,
可以得到完全的赦免。
We shall be forgiven totally.
我再说，将来审判的时候，虽然有许多的罪需要被审判。
Of course, in the judgment day, all the sins will be judged. Will be judged.
但是对于信主的人来讲，一个事情就可以叫我们完全免去审判。
But for those who believe in the Lord, just because of this one account, we will be free from judgment.
就是关于耶稣基督，我们认不认识他。
It's about Jesus Christ, whether we know him or not.
那么我们再回来说当初的问题，主耶稣为什么再说行善的复活得生？作恶的复活定罪呢?
So let's come back to the very original question. How come Jesus would say that those who have a good deed were resurrected to life, and those who have evil deed were resurrected to condemnation?
当然，这里有两种可能的解释。
Of course, there are two possible explanations.
一个是主把这个标准放在这里，叫我们知道没有一个人能够靠着行善得到奖赏。
Of course, God just put this absolute standard before us.
行善的复活得生，也许这是一个永远没有人去支取的奖品。
Those who are resurrected unto life because of their good deed, maybe it's a prize that would never be claimed by anyone.
你知道，你去买汽水的时候，汽水广告上都说，我们送30部汽车啊，你们快来买汽水啊。
We see all those ads that they have all kinds of prizes to be claimed.
但是我买汽水从来没中过中奖。
But when I buy those pops, I could never claim anything.
你仔细读读，哦，要4500万人中间有一个。
Because you see, the odds were so great because it was only one upon the million.
你说我买10瓶汽水，有10次的机会，有10倍的机会。
So if I get 10 bottles of pops, then I have 10 times chances to get that price.
你看，所有每个肚子喝得大大的人都没有中奖。
And all those who fill themselves with the pops, they can't claim any price.
好多奖品是没有法子领取。
And a lot of those prizes are unclaimed.
当然，我相信这些汽水奖品应当是有人领才对。
And I believe those prizes will eventually be claimed by someone.
但是我们行为所要达到的标准，可能永远不能领取永生。
But that standard that the Lord set up there, that I don't think anybody will be able to claim that.
这是一种讲法。
That is one way of explaining this verse.
另外一种讲法，这句话怎么解释呢
？Another way of explaining is,
当我们明白神的救恩之后
，When we understand His salvation,
我们就发现神耶稣基督的生命在我们里面。
Then we find out that.This life is in us.
而我们的行为借着耶稣基督生命在我们里面能够活得出来像耶稣。
It seems that because of this life in us, we will be able to live out a life that is like Jesus.
这样的解释是我比较愿意接受的。
Now that is an explanation that I like to take.
因为我认为我们救恩的结果叫我们热心行善。
Because I do believe, because of salvation,The salvation we accepted that will make us do well.
因为当我们接受耶稣基督救恩之后，我们就能够分辨是非，而且我们愿意做一个诚实无过的人。我们愿意靠耶稣基督的宝血，好叫我们常常有新起头侍奉他的机会。
Because of this salvation that we will be empowered, we can always have a new beginning that we will do good deeds to serve Him.
不错，有些基督徒信主以后还是挣扎。
Yes, indeed, some Christians after they receive the Lord, they're still struggling.
但是很多人就找到了一条蒙福的道路。
But somehow, some will find this way of being blessed.
那是什么呢？
Now, what is that way?
那就是凡事遵行他的旨意。
That is to follow His will in everything.
若是我们要像耶稣
If we want to be like Jesus,
我们需要从基本上向起
Now we have to like him from the very very basic point
这就说到一个关系
That is a relationship
讲到耶稣和父神的关系
It's talking about the relationship between Jesus and his father
耶稣跟父神的关系是怎样
Now what kind of a relationship is that?
这也是我们学习像耶稣的起点
Now that is the beginning point of our relationship
像耶稣和父神的关系是什么呢
Now the relationship between Jesus and his father
凡事要遵行他的旨意
is that he would do all things according to his father's will
我们在第四章里面看见说耶稣说我凭着自己不做什么父我听见父所说的我才说 看见父所做的才做
He said I would not do anything by my own initiation but rather do only those that the father is doing
第五章啊
That's in the same chapter
这就是我们今天走路的起点。
Now that is our beginning point.
所以若是我们遵行耶稣在我们里面所给我们的引领和感动。
So if we should follow the leading and the moving of Jesus.
这一些行为这一些善行都在永生里面。
And all those good deeds are all in the eternity.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我认为圣经上正确的解释。
And I believe this is the correct explanation here.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不是说我们将来有一天信主，有一天也不知道我们今天将来结局如何。若是我们好的行为多一点，将来复活的时候得的生命。
So it is not like that. Even after we receive the salvation, we're still not quite too sure what's going to be the outcome. We will still be judged whether we do good or evil.
而是这里告诉我们一个最简单的原则。
But it tells us the most simple.Straightforward principle.
这里说行善的复活得生，英文是怎样讲的呢
？But he says in chapter verse 29 that those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life.
他说他所以 unto the resurrection 向着复活的时候，他就在行为里面一切的生命，一切好的行为在生命里面。
Because all those good deeds will be in life.Will be in the resurrected life.
神对于那些接受他救恩的人
those who receive his salvation,
希望我们经历他的生命，好为他做见证
That the purpose is so that we will experience his life and then be witness for him.
好多人能够做见证说，当他信主以后，生命有大的改变
A lot of people give witnesses that after receive the Lord, their life have a great change.
秘诀是什么
Now, what is their secret?
秘诀不是靠自己的努力。
The secret is not that they don't no longer have to depend on their own strength.
因为我们永远不能够靠我们的行为来换取神的称许。
Because we will never be able to please God because of our own strife.
但是当我们建立和主的关系
But once we get into this relationship,
能够听见他的声音
and we can hear his voice,
像他听见父的声音
just the same as he can hear his father,
能够遵行他的旨意 and, 像他遵行父的旨意
and we can do his will just like he's doing his father's will,
能够做他所做的事像他所看见父所做的事
and to do his good deed, just as he's doing the very, very work the father's doing,
这些事情是将来我们在复活的时候可以支取的。
And all those things we will claim when we were resurrected.
所以弟兄姊妹们，行善的复活得生，是不是合乎公义
？So is it righteous that those who did good will be resurrected into life?
作恶的复活定罪，是不是合乎公义
？Now is it really also right justified that?Those who do an evil deed to a restoration of judgment.
我相信两件都是公义的。
And I believe both are right.
怎么样可以得的行善复活得生这个奖赏
？Now how can we receive that kind of award?
我们明白我们自己不能。
It's because we understand that we can't.
所以我们需要进入和主的交通。
So we have to enter into this fellowship with the Lord.
做他所做的事。
And then we do His work.
遵行他的旨意
and to obey his will
听见他的声音
and to hear his voice
怎么样能够建立对关系
Now how can we start this kind of relationship
必须接受耶稣基督生命 在我们里面。
First, we have to receive His life in us.
主已经把救恩为我们成全。
God already accomplished the salvation.
将来这也是审判的标准。
And that will become a standard of judgment.
所以这里有相当复杂的几个连环。
So it's a very complicated few chains of reasoning.
不接受你，不接受耶稣基督。结局是如何？你知道。
If you don't receive the Lord, you know that, you know the end.
若是你接受了他的救恩。
But once you receive his salvation,
你进入这个属灵生命的交通。
You enter into the fellowship,
你能够和他有真正的联合。
Then you have this true union with the Lord.
你的生命改变。
Then your life will be changed.
你所有一切行为在光中。
And all your behavior will be in the light.
你所做的像耶稣。
And what you're doing will be like Jesus.
人也称这是你的善行。
And then people will acknowledge that is your good deed.
有一天神也承认这是你的善行。
And then one day God will claim that this is your good deed.
是凭着耶稣基督做的。
Is it because that you depend on Jesus?
并且你在永生的年得到你所当得的奖赏。
And then you will receive the reward in eternity.
但愿主把他的救恩放在我们每一个人的面前。
Pray that God will put this salvation in front of every single one of us.
但愿我们每个人都支取接受他的救恩。
Then we can all receive.
也让我们生命改变。
And then our life will be changed.
为他做见证。
And to be witness for him.
让人知道耶稣基督救恩何等有能力。
And then people will acknowledge the salvation is powerful.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主今天早晨叫我们知道，人不是靠行为得救。
Lord, we praise you that this morning we understand that we did not get this salvation because of our own deed.
但是当我们接受这个救恩的时候
But once we receive your salvation,
你却有权利盼望我们生命改变，我们的行为改变。
And you do have the right to expect us to have a changed life.
我们也要像保罗一样说，靠着那个加力量给我们住在我们里面的那一位。
And we also want to say that we depend on the ones who is in me and give me the power.
我们凡事都能做。
And I can do all things.
主今天早晨让你的儿女经历救恩的真实。
And Lord, this morning we pray that you will let your children to experience this eternal life.
当有一天复活的时候。
And one day when we were resurrected.
我们能够因着你的话。
And because of your word.
行善的复活得生。
And those who could do good deed will be resurrected into life.
我们这样祷告。
We pray.
靠耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.